Well, we start today with some good news on COVID-19. For the first time in 106 days, New South Wales has not recorded any new locally acquired cases. And on the border front, there's good news too. We'll hear about Queensland in a moment. We begin in South Australia, which has announced that from midnight tomorrow night, it's opening up to New South Wales for the first time in months. That's as long as health authorities don't detect any community transmission in New South Wales between now and then. For more, I was joined a short time ago by South Australian state political reporter Isabel Damon in Adelaide.
Well, Sally, we've heard that after many, many months, I think since March, the South Australian border is going to reopen to New South Wales. Now, that will take effect from midnight tomorrow. So essentially from Thursday, anybody who's entering South Australia from New South Wales will no longer have to complete that mandatory 14 days of quarantine. So that's really been what's been standing in the way of free travel between the two states. We had last week the ACT border open up with South Australia again. So that really signalled the first step that this might be on the way. But really an announcement today that so many people have been waiting for, particularly border communities like Broken Hill, this news will be coming as a huge relief to them today. The Premier says that South Australia couldn't rush this. It can't risk having a second wave, but he is confident this is the right decision going forward. Here's a little bit of what he had to say earlier.
That means that people from New South Wales wanting to come into South Australia from Thursday onwards will be able to do that without doing the 14 days of self-isolation. So this will be a massive, massive relief to people who have been dislocated from friends, from family, from business opportunities. This will be a huge relief.
That's the South Australian Premier, Stephen Marshall. Isabel, give us a bit of a sense of the politics and the mood in South Australia. Business and some border communities and some families have been pushing for the border to open, but others have been very concerned about the possible spread of COVID in South Australia, particularly given an ageing population in some parts of the state. How difficult has it been for the government to balance those competing interests?
Yeah, look, it has been an extremely difficult balancing act the entire way through. South Australia, really from the beginning of the pandemic, when things started to feel like they were getting a little bit out of control in Australia in that time around February, March, South Australia really took a conservative approach right from the beginning. The mantra the whole way through has been public health has to be the number one consideration. But of course, as we've had no active cases here, I think for more than a week now, and as we've seen cases dropping into state, people are really starting to feel that the economy needs to get a bit of a boost and that we need that travel coming in and out. Tourism is a huge industry in South Australia, a really important industry. So there's been a lot of noise on both sides coming at the state government. Certainly a lot of people feeling like this decision is timely now and one that had to happen sooner or later. So I'm sure there still will be people who are concerned about those health risks. But as we've heard, the public health officials really do think now is the right time and this is a safe decision.
That's South Australian state political reporter for the ABC, Isabel Damon in Adelaide. And the good COVID result in New South Wales has also prompted Queensland to ease its border controls. Queensland's been under sustained pressure to open its border, and it's now lifting restrictions on five local government areas in New South Wales. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced that from October the 1st, residents in Byron Bay, Ballina, Lismore, Richmond Valley and Glen Innes local government areas will be able to travel to Queensland.
So they will come in on 1 a.m. on the 1st of October. So residents will be able to apply for a border pass and then they will be able to freely travel around Queensland, and Queenslanders will also be able to travel there as well.
That's the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.